Welcome back to podcast number 4. I'm here again with Conley Hayward. Why don't you give a shout out to all the folks that have been listening?
Good day, everybody.
Well, it's great to be with you guys again, and we trust that the podcasts are really providing a platform for you guys to feel a little bit more equipped, a little bit more confident as you deal with each individual. Today's podcast, we're going to dive into really the disc as it relates to how that can help us to tell what a person is all about. So what does disc tell us about a person in, you know, just different facets? And so today we're going to dive into what does it really say? How does disc help to surface different dynamics in a person? And so I'm going to just turn it over to you again, Conley, just guide us through that if you would.
But disc tells us how a person is going to send and receive communication, even the kind of words that work with them, the kind of words that don't. It's going to tell us about their pace of communication.
Okay.
It's going to tell us about their behavioral styles. How are they going to respond to different stimuli?
Okay.
You know, stress, whether positive or negative, how are they likely to respond for that? And in some cases, under stress, a person's behavioral change. It can actually change.
Wow.
They can behave in a different style when they're under stress. And a disc assessment, when you do the full disc assessment,
okay,
it has a stress pattern. So it kind of be, you know, I'm going to date myself here, but it can kind of be a Jekyll and Hyde kind
okay.
of thing.
Sure.
People can actually flip like, you, well, where did that person come from?
Right.
Well, if we know their disc style through their assessment,
yes,
then we know that. People who are coming into counseling are generally under some kind of stress. There's a grieving stress, there's a marital stress, there's a addiction stress. There's some kind of stress going on in their life. So that is
yes.
going to have an effect. And looking into that assessment, we can see and know when they're moving in and out
okay.
of that. Because they may be talking to you in a non-stress state, going out into the world and being stressed.
Yes.
So knowing that is very helpful to help them understand how their behavior is changing under stress.
I see. Well, let me ask you this, if I can jump in for a moment. Given the fact that this can really help us to understand kind of what makes a person tick, I used to say it this way, I'm looking for two things in people: what makes people tick and what ticks people off. So it's really
yeah.
helpful to kind of get a little bit of a dynamic as I interact with people. But one of the things that I'd like to do here, if you don't mind, is do maybe a scenario. Okay, if you could kind of explain to us, let's say somebody comes in and they're sitting with one of our biblical care providers, and they're just sad. Through maybe this is session number 3, and we've discerned that they're an I. Okay, they're all about people, they're fun, but they're sad. Something is taking place in their life where they're sad. How can DISC help us to help that person in that scenario?
Well, that's a very good case, because likely, see, an I is someone who's very expressive. They like to talk a lot. Eyes
right.
have a tendency to think we have two mouths and one ear.
But
that also goes internally. Eyes
yes.
have a lot of self-talk. So when an eye is chronically sad, one of the things you can look for is, what is their self-talk? What are they saying to themselves inside their brain? And so you can ask them, what kinds of thoughts are going through your head? And then you'll be able to discern if that's coming from an internal dialogue or if it's actually external. Now eyes are great because they wear their emotions on the sleeve.
Yeah, right.
You can come out and ask an eye, what's got you down? You know, now an S who comes in who's sad.
Right.
S's are probably not the most biblically correct context, but they're the greatest poker players in the world.
Gotcha.
Because a high S is very non-expressive. So
right.
if you know that coming in, then you know you have to ask questions of like, how are you feeling? What's going on in your life? Can you elaborate on that? Oh, my dog passed away.
I see.
And that's what they're going to say. They're going to say, my dog passed away. Where an I is going, oh, my dog is dead. I can't
yeah.
believe it. And they're going,
right.
you're going to know it. But that S,
sure.
my dog passed away. Okay,
so
it's up to you to ask those questions. Okay, so tell me a little bit more about that. How does that make you feel? Were you close to that animal? So
yes.
those are the ways that DISC is going to help you as the care provider to reach this person.
That's great. So then understanding again a person's style really will help determine how we need to shape our questions to get to get responses from people wherever they're at in the spectrum?
Well, our questions and our confrontation.
Okay.
Because if you know you're dealing with a high D, a lot of your effective work is going to come from just being bold and direct from, which may be a challenge for you, because if you're not a high D,
yes,
then you have to adapt. All behavior is modifiable.
Right.
You've got to adapt and you got to challenge this person. A D is going to respond favorably to challenge.
Okay.
A C is not. They're right. not going to respond
right.
at all.
Right. So it really guides us through the whole process in dealing with people and understanding what types of questions we need to ask them and how we feel they'll interpret the questions as they respond.
Right, right. And that is a powerful tool. And remember, if you don't have the assessment,
right.
you can ask the questions.
Those two questions.
Are you a task person or a people person? Or do you consider yourself more outgoing or more reserved? Remember, you can ask those questions to kind of get a general idea. But whenever possible, getting the assessment
yes.
is very important. Because it'll tell you things like, okay, you know, should I challenge or confront this person? Do I need to leave a lot of that what we call the pregnant pause?
Yes.
With an S and a C, do you need to leave a lot of room? Do you need to be quiet for 10 seconds?
Yeah.
Which seems like forever when you're talking
right.
to somebody.
Yeah.
But if you're a high I and you're not getting that pow right coming back to you,
yes.
you need to adapt your behavior. If you're dealing with a high I, you gotta cut them off sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just got to step in and say, that's whoa, good. time out,
that's
you
good.
Know?
That's good. Well, Kylie, this is just great information to help us to understand that as we deal with people, I guess the word is flexibility. You know, people are not cookie cutters. God didn't make everybody in uniformity. He made all of us different. There's some commonalities, of course. There's this sense that people are unique. Of course, we share some common things. So we need to approach, so as we're dealing with people, we need to approach them in a way that they can understand and not treat people, you know, clinically, if you will, but be flexible and wise enough and connected to the Holy Spirit enough to understand, hey, I'm dealing with somebody who's really having a difficult time expressing what they feel because they're not an I. An I, you already know where an I is at because they're going to express that. But man, when you're dealing with an S or a C perhaps, you're going to have to dig a little bit deeper and change your approach in helping those people to express themselves.
Yes. As a mentor of mine says, all people are different, but they are predictably different.
That's good. Can you say that again?
All people are different, but they are predictably different.
Good. Good. And with that, we're going to end our time together, podcast number 4. And hopefully this information has helped you guys. Remember, the key word is flexibility. Hone in on kind of what their style is and be willing to shape some questions that's going to better help that individual express themselves so you get a little bit more insight as to where they're coming from. Thank you guys again. And Conley, thank you for being with us. What a pleasure it is. We'll see you guys next time.